Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You hear the music, your home for A&M football here in the city of Houston. Coach Jimbo Fisher joining us here, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue and HRP every week. Here on your home for the Aggs. Coach, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well. How are y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Good. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Boy, that was a tough, hard-fought win, Coach, but you got it. A must-win for your program. Coach, let me ask you a question. When Anais bobbled that punt, or actually we muffed that punt, did your heart go right to your throat at that point?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't make those kind of errors very often, and I think he's trying to do a little bit too much right there. But at the same time, yeah, I mean, it made us nervous. I mean, that's the guy, and listen, there's not a better guy we have back there returning the punt, the guy we depend on more, count on more. And like you said, everything can happen, but he did a great job of fighting back. It's kind of significant of our team on the night. I mean, I think we didn't play perfect in any way, but moved the ball much better on offense, didn't finish 2 drives once we got to the 40 defensively. Again, played great red zone, tight zone defense, but still gave up long, 4-12 play drives in the game, which kept it away from us. But at the same time, we did the things we had to do. We played physical. We had, adversity in the game. One, we had negativity because we got upset the week before. And kid dealt with that very well, and that's part of it, especially with a young team. We had some, we had to make some adjustments before the game with suspensions and play without those guys, which were guys who were in our plan over that. Then we lost key players during the game. And other guys just kept stepping up. I mean, all the young guys, like a guy like Bryce Anderson jumps out at me, who came in and they played significant special teams time, but then played an outstanding game in the game. And guys were like, the epitome of what I tell guys, don't wait to play, prepare to play. When the opportunity comes, you're ready. And he jumped all over it. And, it was kind of a microcosm of how we played in the game. But we're competing well. We're not perfect. Got to get a lot better. And that's the encouraging thing. We're able to beat a top 15 team. We're not playing close, but we're getting better. And I look forward to playing this week against another top 10 team.
Coach, take us through from a suspension standpoint. That's something that happened. It was a curfew issue, I guess. And I don't know if there was anything that led up to it, beforehand as well. But when did you have to make that decision, and how was that addressing that team about those issues? Because that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, but like I say, we do things right. I always do things by a set of rules and what we're going to do. And it was done Saturday morning, early Saturday afternoon.
So you, Coach Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, brought to you by Damaris and HRP. You made a decision to go with Max. How did he grade out, Coach? What did you think of him?
Played very well. I mean, made good throws, took care of the ball. Like I said, we had some opportunities. We got to clean some routes up for him because we got the ball down the field and had some real opportunities that we didn't get to where we needed to get to in the route tree. And then a couple times we got some pressure, but he took care of the ball, made good decisions. A nice throw, did turn the football over in some critical situation. Needed some more bats in the second half, but scrambled, pulled it a couple times, made a couple runs, and then played a very solid game. Continue to build on that and get better. We got to get better around him and do all the things we have to do.
Coach, can you tell that that's a? They made this comment on the broadcast, but are you able to tell just in dealing with him that Max Johnson, son of former NFL head quarterback, Brad Johnson? Can you tell he's an NFL quarterback's son? Does he have certain elements of his play that remind you of someone who's had that kind of tutelage?
Well, I mean, he's been around it, he understands it, and his body language. And, we were blessed with, I can say, all of our quarterback. I mean, Haynes is a high school coach, who's a tremendous high school coach, is one of the best high school coaches in Texas, his son, and you have a quarterback son. So, I mean, I think you got guys that have been around the game and understand coaching and different things that go on. And Max does that. Trace, he's been around it, he's heard it, he's seen it, and relates and under, understands things as much to a coach's eyes as he does to a player's eyes.
Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The targeting calls, Coach, awfully difficult. It's so going so fast. But did you think they were the right calls? And, you know, how, that's so hard to for a guy that's flying around.
You got to take the doubt out. The one was in a critical situation because we got them backed up. They're punting inside their 10-yard line. That was the thing in our job. The other guy in the game was outstanding was our punter. Even though we didn't, like I said, score points in offense, the other times we moved the ball, they started inside their own 10-yard line three times, at the 1, at the 8, at the 9. They started inside, and then they never started above their own 25, except for one drive, which was the last one at the 40 when they pinned us back after the muff punt. And we got one first down and weren't able to get the second one. But that's the only time. So, I mean, I think, you know, those calls right there, we got to get some stops inside the 10, you know, when you get them pinned back. When you get the ball back, it's like an 80% chance you score points. But from that standpoint of that, you know, that was a critical penalty, and we lost critical players, and guys stepped up. And listen, you got to, you know, that's the way things are called now. You just got to make sure nobody does it on purpose. But those are critical plays for us. And they scored on both of those drives. After those penalties, they scored on both those drives, and you know that just shows when you give up that. It's like giving up a big play in a drive. You usually give up points, and you do it the same way when there. But the thing they didn't give up was touchdowns, and that was critical. And then the other thing is Albert Reed just getting a critical block kick.
Oh, that was huge. And you know, one guy I thought who really stepped up defensively that just kept flashing it when you needed a big play at a big time, and a guy with a lot of speed was Edgerrin Cooper. I thought from the linebacker spot. He did a great job sideline to sideline to kind of, you know, shorten the field a little bit, kept it from getting too wide for your running backs
That's
to turn the corner.
Game.
Well, he was a good player.
He's a Coop game. He's athletic and really run. And that's the thing he's doing now. And he's always had that to his game. I mean, he can always fly. And now what he's learning to do is be more patient and gap controlled and not use that as a – he can. I mean, you always love to have that. As I say, it's like having nitrous in your tank, man. You can hit that button and go close spinning. You know, the speed and athleticism and playing in space in today's world is critical. But now he's really learning and doing a great job, in my opinion, getting better and better at it. And still has to continue to get better. And I mean, that's not a criticism of him, but he knows that, of how to fit his gaps in between and make his read. And then when you put that on top of it, he can make those flash plays and those plays already. Mm-hmm. Somebody's starting to get out. He can just close that gap and get guys on the ground, and he's a very physical guy when he does it.
And it had an impact in the passing game too. Had pass batted down where there was a pass that would have been a critical third down conversion, second or third down, and he got down to the passing lane. So I mean, got that kind of same juice out in space.
Yeah, he does. I mean, Coop, if you go back and watch his high school tape, was a heck of a tailback. He played tailback in high school, and I believe that 1,000-some yards rushing. And, I mean, he was a very, very productive. I mean, a lot of people liked him as a tailback, productive as a tailback.
Wasn't Hansford a running back also when he came out or no?
Nah.
Okay.
Hansford was here before I got here. I believe he was a tight end when I got here. He was an offensive guy. Well, and I say that a lot of your best defensive players are guys that have that defensive mentality but have the offensive skill set. And what I mean by that, the ability to play with the ball, the ability to be around the ball, catch the ball, judge the ball, put yourselves in position to get it. And then when you put that with a very tough physical mentality defensively, it makes for great players. And so the ball, when they're around it, they tip it, they get it, they intercept it. I think it gives them, I mean, to me, those are truly the best defensive players I've ever been around.
Well, he played great, but Coach, a lot of defensive backs are making business decisions and not tackling, but your guys, Jalen, Antonio, Bryce, Tyreek, they're all tackling. I mean,
you're judge. I mean, you get write-ups in the pro, listen, they wouldn't know how you tackle. You can say they won't make a business. They ain't playing in the league. You can go say that all you want. If you want to play in the league, you're going to have success in college. You're going to play. You got to tackle. And this game that's what it's about. Those body types and the nickel and dime situation, because everybody's playing nickel as a base, you know, 70% of the time. Being able to tackle in space and make plays in space is the name of the game now. I mean, you have to be able to do that. You have to be able to close. You have to be able to understand angles and play the football. And if you don't, you're not going to. And we have a group of safeties and corners. I mean, Jalen Jones is getting him back. You know what? Jalen tackled very well in the game. For a guy that hasn't played much this year, the first time he's really played, for him to get back on the field, he's another guy that jumped at me that made tackles. And, you know, big, long bodies that can make tackles, that's what when you go to the next level, those types of players and the guys that are making a difference at this level, those are very critical. Those are big things that go on in football today because the game is such a space game now.
Well, and here, here we go. Coach Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Boy, Arkansas found out about getting a scare from an FBS team. Missouri State came in there with Bobby Petrino, obviously. But what did you, Arkansas was on a roll until last week, and then they finally put it away at the end. But what did you see out of Arkansas? What do you see?
Very good team, and broke the game open on special teams. The play that broke the game open was an 82-yard punt return.
Yep.
I mean, they broke it back. They were losing in the fourth quarter. But I'm going to tell you, this new transfer portal and the way there's players everywhere across this country and teams and players and things that go on, there is no – it's different than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. And I say that – I mean, everybody's got players, man, and guys, it's a different world, a different thing. So saying, just because they're playing an FCS team, there's great teams everywhere that can play and guys that can go. And you think – because, they get older guys and transfers. If you have younger, good recruits or certain things, or you're just not ready that day or whatever goes on, there's a lot of different matches. You see in college basketball all the time with what happens now. The game of college football is totally different, and they have a good team. That Missouri State team is an excellent football team, and Arkansas is too. Arkansas has got a very veteran offensive line. They got 4 to 5 guys back. We know Sam's always been a great line coach. KJ Jefferson makes it go. He's strong. He's athletic. Getting him on the ground, not just throwing him, but his running, his legs, everything that goes on with him. They got a group of transfer receivers. Like I say, they've thrived. They've got about 9, 10, 11 guys that are making significant playing time for them that are total transfers. You can regroup your team now. You got two choices. Do you recruit high school kids or do you go to the transfer portal? Go free agency every year. And they've gotten those guys in terms of receivers in, secondary guys in, bringing those guys in the secondary. Defensively, they're two linebackers. Drew Sanders, their top player on defense, he and Bumper Fool. Drew Sanders was at Alabama last year and playing significant time and leaving. Now he's over there. Drew is outstanding, can rush, can play linebacker. Bumper Fool's been there for a long time, the leading tackler. Up front guys are big, they're physical, they mix fronts, three fronts, three down, four down, 8-man drop consistently. They'll play double cloud, they'll play quarters, and they'll blitz you. They do a good job there. Offensively, they can run the ball too. And special teams, the punter can hit. The kicker is excellent. He's 20-24 last year, long of 52. Kicks out of the end zone every time on kickoffs. Like they've got punt returner. That's what broke it open. I mean, they've actually have a very, very veteran team. One of the oldest and most veteran teams we'll play all year.
That's Jimbo Fisher right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Well, Coach, that's a 6 o'clock game. ESPN, of course, we'll be watching. Best of luck going up there to Arlington and taking care of them Razorbacks.
Yeah, well, hey, we got a great game to play. And got good thing about it, we got another great opportunity. And that's the thing. It keeps our kids' attention. We got to play well every week. And I take them just one at a time and find ways to do what you have to do to be successful.
That's all right. Good luck, Coach.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, there's Jimbo Fisher.